Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is a beautiful Sunday morning, March the 29th, 1987. We're glad we can fellowship with you by means of this tape. We thank God for you, our homebound people, and just pray that your life will be enriched as you fellowship with us around God's Word and the singing and the reading of the Bible and the preaching of God's precious Word today. God bless you. We love you. This time, Brother Tom is going to come to introduce our foreign number.
Here's another new one, page, well, oh, God's Choir.
World we're going to live in. There's going to be a lot of rejoicing in heaven. And as you know, there's going to be a lot of crying in hell. I believe we're going to rejoice throughout the ages and tell the story, saved by grace. Brother White is going to come to read our scripture for us. And while he's coming up, I'd like to mention these requests for prayer. We do want to be praying for our three girls who are going to be in the children's Bible reel this evening at 6:45. Let's be praying also for those who are in college. I know Steve and Wally are getting anxious to get out, and also Junior's daughter is in Cumberland. We want to be praying for her this week, too. How many more weeks you got? 5 more weeks. That's about what I guess our Perry County school system, Hazard City system has. I don't know. Let's be praying for all of our children who are in school, whether they be in grade school, high school, or college. Also, let's be praying for those who are in service. I talked to Bobby Cause's mom this past week, and Bobby may be in Nicaragua right now. That's where she thought he was going for a few days. We haven't heard from Tim since February the 24th. And here it is, the 28th of March. He must be busy. I hope that's the reason. He does have a girlfriend now. I'll be praying for Tim. I want God's will done in his life. Let's be praying for also Mike Napier. I believe he's graduated from basic training in the Marines, or will soon, in Paris Island, South Carolina. Let's be praying for our missionaries, and also those who are listed here in the bulletin who are ill in body. We also want to remember those who have lost loved ones this week. I've been called to the hospital about 4 or 5 times this week. One or two of those times was a death. And certainly we need to remember our nation today in prayer. And God knows what our nation is going through. Brother White is going to come to read our scripture for us at this time. One of the verses is our call to worship that we've been singing during the month of March. Bless the Lord.
Scripture readings, Psalms 103. Verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I'd like to add another name to our prayer list this morning, another retired teacher, Paul Combs. He's had triple bypass, and he has now got cancer and has had an operation for that. He's a new Christian, seems to be in good spirits, but I think we need to take him to the Lord in prayer this morning, along with all the rest of these that are in our prayer request list. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning for the chance to gather together here to worship thee, to offer our prayers in behalf, Father, for those that are on our hearts, those of our youth that are away from us, wherever they may be, watch over them, Father. We pray, Father, that they would look to you for guidance. This morning, Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the fact that he knows where we are and what we're doing. And we pray, Father, that you would forgive us when we disappoint you. Go with us through our service this morning and speak to our hearts and cause us to want to please thee more often. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I think we'll ask him this morning. Let's turn to page 243. And let's stand and sing first, second, and fourth stanzas. It is well with my soul.
thank you again for your many blessings. We ask your guidance and direction for the rest of this day. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Message, the gardener is going to come to sing for us a song. I believe there is a fountain filled with blood. We're going to be preaching today on Count Your Many Blessings. And I guarantee every last one of us gathered here today, we have some blessings. We'll just think. Thank God for the service so far, and continue to pray that God's will be done in every life present in this service today.
Thank you.
That song was written by William Cowper. And William Cowper was at the end of his rope. He had lost all will to live. And he called a taxi one day in London, England, and was going to go to the Thames River. And the taxi driver could not find the river. It was real foggy. And he let William Cowper out at his own doorstep. And this William Cowper, he wrote this song. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. William Cowper met the Lord. And what a wonderful song this song is. There is a fountain filled with blood. I'm glad today that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, still cleanses from all sin. That's what God's Word says. Doesn't matter what you've done, God's Word says that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses all sin. You'll never go down the road of life too far, except what the Lord still loves you and cares for you. We've got a lot of blessings today, I know. I want to thank the Lord in the beginning of this message for the physical family God has given me. My wife and four children. I want to thank God today for the spiritual family that God has given me. The Airport Gardens Baptist Church. I want to thank God today for friends. For friends. The Bible says in Proverbs, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and that's Jesus. We all need each other. We need friends. And he that would have friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I hope you have this friend. Someone said our friend is someone who knows all about us and still loves us. Just the same. Jesus knows all about us. And he still loves us. He knows our strong points, our weak points. He knows us better than we know ourselves, but he still loves us. I know you have a lot of blessings today. I thank God today for salvation. And we're going to look in Psalm 103 today at the verses that Brother White read for us. What wonderful blessings the psalmist gives us here. I trust the Lord may have our attention in this service. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you came to church today needing the Lord as your Savior, our prayer is on this 29th day. This is the 29th, isn't it? I said the 28th a while ago. Today is the last Sunday of March, 1987. You can come to know Jesus as your Savior today. Listen today as if your life depended on it, because it very well could. This may be the last message the Lord will ever allow me to preach. This could be the last message that you would ever hear. So allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you as I allow him to speak through me. Some of you may have been thinking about inviting Jesus into your life. Don't wait another day. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Harden not your hearts. every time that a sinner says no to the Holy Spirit, the easier it is the next time to say no, and no, and no. Someday, the last time, we'll say no. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart today. You know what? In Psalm 103, the 22 verses in this psalm, the Lord, those two words, are mentioned 11 times in this one chapter. The Lord. About four times or so, I believe, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." In fact, this psalm begins with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," and it ends with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." We got a lot of blessings. Let's pray before we get into the message any farther. Our Father, we thank Thee so much today for the Lord who's made this day possible. We know Your Word says, "This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." We thank Thee for Your love, Lord. Thank Thee You love us. You loved us even when we were unlovely. When we were in sin, You loved us. And You drew us to Yourself by the Holy Spirit. And we accepted Thee. We accepted Your Son as our Savior. Now our names are in the heaven and the Lamb's book of life. And we're so thankful for that today, Father. Use us to bring honor and glory to Jesus. May He be lifted up as the only remedy for sin. We praise Thee, our Father, today that there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunge beneath the flood, beneath the blood, lose all their guilty stains. Speak to each of our hearts today as we fellowship together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There was an older lady one time who had accepted the Lord, and she was plagued with doubts about her eternal destiny. And one of the writers of the Daily Bread went to her with his dad. And they went to counsel with her, and after quoting several texts from God's Word on Assurance, Henry Bosch, his dad, said, "Grandma, if you saw one group of people that were drinking and cursing and singing worldly songs, and right next door a gathering of lovely, wonderful saints, believers, were singing gospel hymns, which one of those groups would you be attracted to?" And this wonderful lady said, "I would only feel at home with the saints of God." She never had any more doubts about where she was going. You know, the old devil today would have us to doubt our salvation. He's good for stuff like that. Don't live on Doubting Street. Live on Hallelujah Avenue. If you and I long to be with Christians, we belong to Christ. If we long to be with God's people, we belong to Christ. Because someday we're going to be with each other forever. Forever. Do you long to be with other Christians? There's a wonderful verse in Hebrews that says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is." There's a verse over in Psalms chapter 68 that says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits." Psalm 103 and verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, Bless his holy name. Verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I told you about a fellow, this was back in January. In fact, this is the first page of the Daily Bread for January the 1st, 1987. The fellow who came to church, and he said to someone, I am burdened to death this morning. I'm burdened. But he was rejoicing. And he gave this fellow Psalm 68, verse 19, that says, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits. My friend, today I'm loaded down with God's blessings. I don't know about you. Thank God for his wonderful blessings. The first blessing we want to look at today is the blessing of forgiveness. Psalm 103 in the first part of verse 3 says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? You know what? If you and I know Jesus today, our sins are gone. They're gone. If we know Jesus, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Our past is under the blood. Under the blood. Forgiven. And I believe when Jesus forgives us, he forgets our sins. He casts our sins in the deepest sea. There's a verse in this Psalm 103, verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west. And I don't know how far that is, but I know this, it is far enough. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. In Psalm 130 and verse 4 it says, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. In Acts 13, Paul said, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. S-I-N-S. Paul said in Ephesians, in whom we have redemption, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. One reason I know that Simon Peter was a Christian. In our Sunday school lesson today, when he denied his Lord three times, the Bible says, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered what Jesus had told him. And the Bible says, he went out and wept bitterly. 1 John 1, 9 says, this is written to Christians. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe that. On a fellow's gravestone was written one word, forgiven. My friend, there is no better condition to be in than to be forgiven. Forgiven. Jesus said to Saul of Tarsus, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that is in me. The blessing of forgiveness. Salvation. And then it says in the last part of verse 3, who healeth all thy diseases. I believe the worst disease anyone could ever have is the sin disease. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When a man was let down through the roof, the first thing Jesus said to him was, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. I believe the Lord is able to heal physically. I know He is. But I want to hurry along and say this. We cannot demand God to do anything. It has to be in His will. The Bible says, Jesus said this, if anyone asks anything according to His will, He heareth us. He healeth all our diseases. Sometimes the Lord heals by taking that person to heaven who healeth all our diseases. Acts 10:38, the Bible says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, who healeth all our diseases. Did you know what? The book of Proverbs, we had quite a few messages on that a few months ago. There is a verse in Proverbs that says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. You want to get sick physically as well as spiritually? Be depressed, and that'll get you. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. We've had the privilege of having two Carolyn Combses in our church. Not many people have been privileged to have two people with the same name. We used to have a lady named Carolyn Combs who stood up about the middle of this side of the church one Wednesday night, and she said this, I have come to the point where I have got on top of my problems. Thank God. We all have ups and downs. But I tell you this, God can help us to get on top of our problems. God is able. He's more than able. There's another wonderful blessing in verse 4 that says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Myrna played one of Fanny Crosby's songs during the offering a while ago. Redeemed how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank God for redemption. And the Lord is the only one today who can lift a lost sinner out of sin to salvation, and lift them off the broad way that leads to hell, to destruction, and put them on the straight and narrow road that leads to heaven. God is the only one who can do that. As a person trusts His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, He removes our sins from us. Verse 12 I read a while ago, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. I wonder, this morning, where are your sins? They're somewhere. Have you trusted Jesus? Has your life been redeemed from corruption, from destruction? Can you say with Fanny Crosby, redeemed how I love to proclaim it? Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child, and forever? I am. Are you one of God's children? My prayer is that you know Jesus today. If you know Him, you can go through anything because He'll be right there with you to go through it with you. The Bible says, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. In Ephesians 1:14, Paul said, until the redemption of the purchased possession. You know what you and I are waiting on right now who are saved? We're waiting on a new body. That's what we're waiting on. This body here is wearing out. But someday we'll have a brand new body that'll never have another ache or pain. What a day it's going to be. God's given us one body. And He wants us to take care of it. Until the redemption of the purchased possession. In Hebrews 9:12, the Bible says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered Him once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. He has redeemed us from the clutches of Satan. There's another blessing here in verses, last part of verse 4 and verse 5. It says, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. This reminds me of the last verse of Psalm 23. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. And then He satisfieth our mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord does this. Let's look at verse 8 of Psalm 103. It says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Slow to anger. He's long-suffering. Verse 11 says, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Who do you fear today? Do you fear God? Jesus said, fear not them which can just destroy the body, and after that no more He can do, but rather fear Him who can destroy and cast both soul and body in hell. Fear Him. Verse 13 is a wonderful verse. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. That fear Him. Verse 14, for He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. Verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. Are you loaded down today with blessings? Count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. My friend, the Lord is the only one today who could forgive you of all your iniquities. He's the only one who could heal all your diseases. He's the only one who could redeem your life from destruction. He's the only one today who could crown you and me with loving kindness and tender mercies. He's the only one today who can satisfy our mouth with good things. I believe today God is interested in supplying our needs, both physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, socially. God is interested in our whole being, all of us, body, soul, and spirit. And He loves us. I told you all of a few Sundays ago about a little dirty boy who came to a London orphanage. And the superintendent looked at him and said, what are you doing here, young man? And little fella said, I'd like to live here. Where's your recommendations? I don't have any. And he let the superintendent see his dirty, ragged coat. And he said, I thought this is all I would need. And the superintendent took him in and hugged him and loved him. and gave him new clothes for his old rags. You know what the Bible says in Isaiah? All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We can't work our way to heaven. Salvation is a gift that we have to receive. Why don't you do that today? As Brother Tom comes to lead us in this hymn of invitation, just as I am, without one plea, no one is too good or too bad to be a candidate for salvation. If you've never trusted Jesus, do as this song says, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, as we stand to sing. 217.